Good morning. I'm Scott Frank, and I serve in a pracademic role. That is to say, I have one of my eight tentacles in public health practice and three in academics and a variety of other places as well. I am the director of the Master of Public Health Program at Case Western Reserve University and the director of the Shaker Heights Health Department, a small municipal health department in Cuyahoga County, Ohio. I have no conflict of interest, no financial disclosures, but in terms of relationship disclosures, I will disclose that I have a 36-year relationship with my wife, a relationship with all five of my children and two grandchildren, an evolving relationship with my 84-year-old mother. I'd like to acknowledge Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for funding the Public Health Systems and Services National Coordinating Committee or Center at the University of Kentucky, and thank Kay for talking so eloquently about practice-based research networks. We are Ohio RAPI, the Research Association for Public Health Improvement, Ohio's public health practice-based research network. We are one of 12 cohort of public health practice-based research networks. Our program started in 2010 and has had 12 grants since our inception in 2010. It includes all 125 Ohio health departments, all seven academic public health programs in Ohio, all six professional associations in Ohio, the Ohio Department of Health, and the Ohio Public Health Training Center. It is centered at Case Western Reserve University. I acknowledge collaborators in this project, including Michelle Menegay, who was with RAPI at the time. And this is a three-state study in Ohio, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, and you'll see my collaborators in the other states. So the purpose of this presentation is to describe local and tribal health department attitudes about academic public health and the association of these attitudes with teaching involvement in local health departments. There is a traditional tension across different professional disciplines between academic and community-based programs, and these tensions have increased in public health due to decreased funding in local health departments, uncertainty about the future structure and role of governmental public health, and strain regarding the value and control of research conducted in public health practice. Practice-based research networks were really initiated in primary care, really in family medicine, because at that time family medicine was primary care. The patterns of practice-based research networks are easily applied from primary care to public health. At the time family medicine started PBRNs, there was no discipline-specific base or foundation of knowledge, and while public health has a grand tradition of research, research in public health practice has been virtually non-existent. Like family medicine, when it first developed, public health needs to establish this foundation of research in order to advance its advocacy and practice agenda. So as such, for example, primary care was left out of planning of national health priorities before practice-based research networks existed, but now with the most recent ACA changes, primary care was at the front of the line for funding, and it really is because of the research that's demonstrated the effectiveness of primary care in offering quality and cost-efficient care. That's where we need to be as a field of public health. So academic health sciences, including public health, rely heavily on opportunities for experiential learning There is, of course, a required practicum in Master of Public Health programs. There's an increasing need for a highly trained public health workforce and increasingly complex and competing demands in local health departments. There's also an increased need for teaching health science students in local health departments, with more undergraduate and graduate public health students than ever, 52% increase between 2000 and 2010, and particularly with the number of undergraduate public health programs, this number is ever increasing. So what we did was to conduct across three different PBRNs a cross-sectional survey looking at a convenient sample of respondents from our practice-based research network. We had 145 respondents in Ohio, 42 in North Carolina, and 67 in Wisconsin. This is a picture of the distribution of the roles of those who participated in our study, with about half of them being health directors or commissioners, 20% nursing, 20% environmental health, and these were the directors of nursing or the directors of environmental health, representing the two most populous fields in public health practice, and then an other category that may have been administrators or community health practitioners. This again describes the type of local health departments that were included in our survey, with the greatest number being county health departments. And a picture of the jurisdictional size of the different health departments that we worked with. And this reflects the national picture that the majority, about 60 to 65% of local health departments do represent smaller jurisdictions, but the number of people cared for by those jurisdictions are much greater in the larger health departments. So looking at our results, just going through initially some sense of what the health departments are doing, I think it's a common misperception that as an academic program approaches a local health department, that they're doing so in a unique way, but in fact most health departments have three or more different academic programs that are approaching them. And when I say academic programs, I'm not restricting that to public health programs. They're approached by public health. In fact, the largest percentage of trainees in local health departments are nurses, not MPH or public health students. Environmental health, health policy, and we identified 12 different disciplines that are being sent into local health departments. You can see here the percentage of public health trained employees, and again, you'll see a very low number of public health employees within these local health departments that are doing the training. You can see that there is support for advanced public health training for employees on a financial basis in about a third of the health departments, and they provide logistical support allowing their employees to seek public health training in about 70% of the cases. Only 20% have local health department personnel who have salary support from an academic program. And local health departments have about a third, those responding had about a third of their members who had an adjunct appointment with an academic program. 97%, I'll say that again, 97% believe that practical experience in local health departments is important or very important for public health students. 80% or so believe that practical experience is very important. About 40% participate in collaborative research. Almost two-thirds of local health departments have people who give presentations in academic programs, and about 82% state that they are on a first-name basis with academic faculty. So this is the teaching that we found going on in local health departments at the time of our survey. So you'll see in the first column that undergraduate nurses are the most often taught, followed by graduate nursing, and to our surprise, high school students were the next most common. Again, to our surprise, community college students are more often trained in local health department than graduate public health students, undergraduate public health students, or environmental health students. On the other hand, if you look at substantial relationships, the most substantial relationships are with undergraduate nursing, followed by graduate nursing, and graduate public health and community colleges come in right around the same place. Again, in terms of expecting a decrease in teaching, decreases are expected to the greatest extent among high school students and undergraduate nursing, with the lowest percent decrease anticipated among graduate public health students. This is a look at satisfaction with teaching of these different students. The sense that the benefit exceeds the effort, and then sense of the expected opportunities for students in these fields moving forward. You can see the greatest satisfaction was reported among students from environmental health, with graduate public health and graduate nursing in a very close cluster between these three disciplines. The benefits exceed efforts. I'm pleased to say graduate public health is at the top of that list, but again, a pretty close cluster among these top four. And expected opportunities, you can see the results there as well. So we took a look at attitudes as advertised. And created a questionnaire that you see here. The first question asked whether their sense of academic programs, that academic programs are very effective preparing students for the public health workforce, have an accurate understanding of the demands of public health practice, share the same basic values we hold in our health department, have a positive impact on the way our health department functions, have faculty as committed to support our health department as we are to supporting their students. A negatively oriented set of questions tend to take unfair advantage of our health departments, have no idea what's happening on the front lines of public health practice, look down on local health departments, don't fully appreciate the financial pressures our health department is experiencing, and care more about research than really improving public health. So you probably were taking a look at the percent that agreed and disagreed with those statements, and it's sobering. So the percent agreement is nearly 60%, but only nearly 60% believe that they're effectively, that we are effectively training public health students. The one that impresses me most is that only about half of local health department leadership believe that we hold the same basic values in academic health that are held in local health departments. Even fewer than that, with the sense that academic public health has a positive impact. Sense that nearly 70% feel that health departments are academic programs are taking unfair advantage of health departments really says a lot, as does the item looking at caring more about research than practice and looking down on local health department staff. You can see the factor loadings were exceptionally high, great Cronbach alpha, high eigen value with a single factor, and all items contributed to the reliability of the instrument. Looking at how these attitudes differed based on characteristics of the programs is equally sobering. The attitudes didn't differ based on the number of health departments, of academic programs the health departments were involved with. A higher score in this case is worse. Didn't differ by the size of the jurisdiction. It did differ by the number of public health employees. I did say that in reverse. A higher score is better. So there was better satisfaction with academic programs when more public health trained employees were part of their department. It did differ based on the number of students that were trained during the past year, with the best attitudes among those programs that had 2 to 4 students. In terms of the teaching relationship, there was a difference based on the formality of the relationship between the health department and the local health department. Again, this is the kind of thing that I find quite sobering. It didn't differ based on whether the respondent had an MPH degree. So even if they had an MPH degree, they still had equally negative attitudes about academic public health. No difference, again, if the respondent held an adjunct appointment with an academic program. There was, however, difference based on whether they were actively involved in teaching at the university, not just in their health department, but going to the university and giving talks, and whether they were on a first-name basis with academic faculty, particularly more than 3 academic faculty. MPH student opportunities, based on this survey, there was a significant relationship. The more positive the attitudes, the more likely there would be for teaching of public health students in the future. So in summary, local health departments are highly involved with academic institutions, with 2/3 of programs relating to at least 3 or more academic institutions. Only 6% of respondents had no relationship. 7% believe it's important. Local health departments are most likely to be involved teaching of undergraduate and graduate nurses. More local health departments have community college and high school trainees than graduate or undergraduate public health students. The instrument is reliable and demonstrates strong internal consistency and meaningful relationships with variables relating to teaching structure and process. Local health departments have substantial negative perceptions of academics, including that 60% don't believe academics understand the demands of public health practice, 70% don't believe academics understand the financial pressures, 57% believe academics care more about research than community health. More than half feel looked down on. Attitudes were significantly more positive in health departments with more public health trained employees. Local health departments had more involvement with MPH students, more substantial relationships with programs when they were invited to participate in lectures at the university, and no academic faculty on a first name basis. The greatest associations with successful student involvement involved more satisfaction, better perceived cost benefit, and more opportunities for future involvement. The strengths of this project involve a high level of participation from diverse health departments, the timeliness of the issue, detailed variables for analysis, and 3-state participation, which avoided some of the generalizability issues that might have occurred if it was one state only. Limitations include our cross-sectional design, convenient sample self-report, no investigation of university perceptions of local public health, and survey design did not include a qualitative follow-up. Thank you very much for your attention, and I look forward to discussion later.